Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy with another episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, the audio show that gives you the story behind the stickies that I post every day at bigyellowsticky.com. This is episode 43 on February 12th, 2019, and the title of today's sticky note is Broken Promises. The text on the note reads, "When was the last time you broke a promise to a customer?" And here's the thought behind it. It happens. We're only human. You underestimated the amount of work it would take to complete a project, and you overestimated your ability to deliver that project within the promised period of time. Now what do you do? What you don't do is hide from the problem, or from the customer, and hope it just goes away all by itself. Because the problem will stay. It's the customer that goes away. Number one, the first one to bring it up wins. Think of it as a race to face the problem. If the customer brings it up first, as in they call you and ask where their delivery is, you lose. If you bring it up first, as in you call them in advance to own the problem, you win. Or at least you've positioned yourself to win. It's what you do next that really matters. Which is, number two, have solutions and alternatives ready. You and your company both know something went wrong, but they're relying on you to have some ideas on how to fix the problem. Before you call them to own the mistake, come up with at least three alternatives for the next best options on where you go from here. But number three, you say, what if it's their fault the promise had to be broken? The short answer is, see number one above. The longer answer is, you're the professional here, the expert advisor. The clients absolutely change project specs. They are late delivering you content vital to meeting production timelines and are notorious for inflicting scope creep on a project and making it 10 times more elaborate than the original project specs. To that I say, tough. You still own it. The time to bring up discussions regarding extended production schedules and rescheduling delivery times is at the moment the original criteria for your price, production, and delivery times are being put into jeopardy. I understand the entire reason it's called scope creep is because it creeps up on you while you're not looking. It seeps in just a little at a time and you barely notice it until it's too late. But that's your job. It's why you're the professional. You know to look out for these instances and to set and maintain accurate expectations. If the customer tugs at the edges of a project and begins to stretch it out of shape, you need to speak up and let them know what happens if they change the project specs. And it doesn't have to be a negative. Just inform them of how the cost, production, and/or delivery is impacted by the change they're asking for. And let the customer decide how important that change is to them. 90% of the time, they'll probably let go of the request because it really wasn't that important to them. They just thought it would be nice to have, but not a required component of the project, especially if it's going to drive up price or make the project get delivered later. The other 10% of the time, they'll consider the change and decide that it's important enough to pay more for the project or delay the production or accept a later delivery date because they need this new component as part of the finished project. The sooner you bring up possible deviations from original expectations, the easier they are to discuss with your customer. They will appreciate that you're looking out for the integrity of the project and keeping them on track. It's why they chose to work with a pro like you in the first place. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free email alert every time new content is posted, go to bigyellowsticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. After you confirm your email address, you'll receive a daily update that includes a graphic of the brand new post-it note that I drew in Sharpie by hand on a 3x3 yellow post-it note just for you and the rest of the world that I share on bigyellowsticky.com, as well as a link to the inside scoop, the story behind the sticky, the like you're listening to right now it'll be a link to that episode included in the email. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Please stop back again tomorrow and tune in for another edition of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast.